One of Central Europe's oldest universities closed its doors for 2 days this week to protest against underfunding. The rector of Vilnius University, in the capital of Lithuania, decided to suspend activities because of the government's failure to raise salaries for staff. His decision followed protests by staff last week. Now, that may not sound like headline news outside the country, but the action shed some interesting light on education, salaries and protest culture in Lithuania. Now, to explain why, I'm joined by Lithuanian journalist Audra Girjota. Audra, good to have you on the programme.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't we begin with a little known fact? I believe, statistically speaking, Lithuania is the most educated country in the EU.
Yes, and one of the top five in the world. It's actually out of stubbornness. It started in the 19th century when Lithuania was controlled by the Russian Empire and Lithuanian books were banned. So the language was banned itself. So Lithuanians always do what is forbidden, you know. So they would publish books and smuggle them to the country. And when the ban was lifted in the beginning of the 20th century, Lithuanians were the most literate part of the Russian Empire. So now we are in the top of the European Union, especially women. So almost 95% of women aged from 25 to 64 have secondary or tertiary education.
That's quite a remarkable feat.
And the last trend is that if you have a university degree, you go for vocational school just to have another degree. For example, I'm trained as a journalist, then I have master's in philosophy of science and technologies, and I just graduated as a health coach.
But despite these very high educational standards, salaries are very low for most Lithuanians, which of course is why the University of Vilnius closed its doors for 2 days this week, I believe, in protest at underfunding for its staff.
Yeah, so education is underfunded as any other public sector. So if you start to teach at the university initially, officially, your salary would be from 600 euros to 700 euros, but it would depend on how many hours you have. I know lecturers at university that earned 300, 400. So 300, it doesn't even cover your rent. So, and it's not only professors at the universities. You could take doctors, for example. My mom passed away 3 years ago. So in the morning when she died, the doctor who came to help her, he was really so tired that I had to tell him what to do. The salary of the resident is 464 euros.
Per month.
Yeah, so that means that the doctor has to take a lot of shifts. And so this doctor was so tired because that was 32nd maybe hour of his shift. And living costs are very similar to Germany. Maybe rent is cheaper and public transportation is cheaper, but food, it's even more expensive than in Germany.
But I mean, not everyone seems to be suffering economically because, according again to EU figures, Lithuania has one of the highest rates of income inequality in the bloc. So is this inequality leading to social unrest?
It does and it does not, because Lithuania has a very strong culture of peaceful protests. Even before independence, you know, people would protest like singing, holding hands. They don't have this kind of direct action, civil disobedience. No, it has to be peaceful and quiet, and it doesn't work when you fight for your social rights. So, for example, university that strikes this week, Vilnius University, they officially are not striking because they have no right to strike, because only the members of the trade unions have a right to strike. And very few people in Lithuania are members of trade unions. Trade unions are very weak. That is also a reason why salaries are so low, because we address those problems, the inequality and other problems, on individual level. We emigrate or we immigrate inside, we drink, we kind of go to Facebook and then we say outrageous words, but we don't go to streets to protest.
But I mean, what about a global protest movement like Fridays for Future?
I mean,
is that motivating young Lithuanians to get out there on the streets and do something about climate change?
Yeah, it was started in Lithuania by Erasmus student Monica from Austria. Yes, and I spoke just recently with the organizers, Lithuanians, who now are continuing this work, and they said that school pupils that come to those protests are ridiculed by their friends in schools because this generation grew up without seeing anyone protesting on the street. They see it as like a waste of time. What are you doing? We have small protests, but they are more exception than the rule.
But I mean, if we get back to Vilnius University suspending its activities this week, I mean, that decision did follow on from protests.
Yeah, and that's the also kind of maybe positive side of those protests, that they're very creative. If you cannot expect that thousands of people will show up to the street, but you want to get your message across, so you have to be very creative. So last week, the protesters at Vilnius University, they made a paper figure of paper minister, a faceless figure of a minister who goes everywhere and promises everything, you know, but never fulfills his obligations. So, and they were able to get this message across. And we also had the policemen protesting without shoes. And we had micro protests when people would make banners, just small, small banners, but they would look like real protests. So people, they invent creative ways to get the message through.
Audra, thanks very much for your time. Great to have you on the program.
Thank you.